Worldwide Facilities' acquisition of the Sullivan Group in April of this year was a big move for both companies that has led to some significant changes, particularly in the program business space. In this interview from the 2018 Target Market Summit with Hank Haldeman, president of the newly formed unit of Worldwide Programs, he discusses its program business priorities and plans going forward, including the likelihood of mergers and acquisitions and what it looks for when considering startup programs.
In the last 5 years, Worldwide has grown significantly, and in doing so has evolved from an organization that was predominantly a wholesale brokerage operation to one that has very active participation also in the kind of MGA or contract underwriting end of our business, mm-hmm. and in the full-blown program administrator end of our business. Mm-hmm. And those two underwriting type activities now comprise over 35% of our business. As such, it made sense, given the difference in the operations, the activities, locations, difference in client bases, different in the insurance markets that we deal with, to organize into three distinct operating units, which are programs, what we call MGA, which is basically contract underwriting, mm-hmm. and then the brokerage side. Mm-hmm. That also allows each one of those three units to actively work with the other two in a more strategic way, instead mm-hmm. of kind of having some program units here and there and some MGA units and individual brokers. It now, when there are opportunities for collaboration between programs and brokerage, we have a focus to do that. We have someone running brokerage, someone running programs, and we can talk and help build those strategies out much more effectively.
What does the new arrangement, how will it change the way Worldwide Facilities and Sullivan previously worked in the program space? Or will there be any changes?
I think that there won't be any instant changes. Mm-hmm. There will be more coordination amongst the various programs that now comprise the program division, okay. of Worldwide. There is also, it makes it easier for the brokerage side of the business to recognize and interact with the program side, because we're able to identify more clearly for them what our program activities are, where they can interact with either the wholesale brokers that are part of Worldwide or the clients of those wholesale brokers. Mm-hmm. It also puts us in a much better position to pursue our strategy of developing new and additional programs. A great part of our growth opportunity in Worldwide remains in the program space. Mm-hmm. And by having a separate division focused on programs really makes the execution of that much easier.
So how many new programs are you looking at developing, say, in the next 12 to 18 months?
It's a good question, and we're really just developing our strategies right now. Uh-huh. We have a couple of programs that are very active in terms of the development right now as we speak. But what we need to do is to look across our organization within the programs, but also within the MGA and brokerage space, to see where there are opportunities for us to morph what might be somewhat homogeneous books of business or other specialized knowledge and expertise into what can either become programs right away or become facilities that have the potential to develop into full-blown programs.
Would mergers or acquisitions be part of that strategy at all?
Yes, we're definitely. Worldwide continues to be active in the M&A space, and we do view both the MGA and the program space as being areas that we're very interested in looking at potential acquisitions.
What are some of Worldwide Program's top priorities in the program business segment right now?
If you look at what we might target in the program space, really, it would be more opportunistic than necessarily looking at a certain area and say, we want to go after this or we want to go after that. Mm-hmm. You know, what we're not particularly interested in is programs that duplicate the types of programs that we currently have, mm-hmm. but rather looking at programs that are either a different kind of coverage or a different industry or possibly a different geography, but most of our programs are really national in scope anyway. So mm-hmm. it'd be more having interest in programs that continue to expand, you know, the different industries or different coverage specialties that we're in a position to provide as program managers. Mm-hmm. I think that we'd be less inclined to want to jump into a program space, either whether it's built organically or through acquisition, that's already pretty crowded. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and there are a number of those. But even in, say, some professional lines that might look crowded, mm-hmm. there are a lot of subspecialties. And so if we find a program or an individual that or a team that has a particular subspecialty within a particular professional area, we'd certainly look at that. But mm-hmm. Whether it's property or casualty or professional or workers' compensation, whether it's you know, kind of auto-oriented or manufacturing or simply, you know, professional services. Mm-hmm. We really haven't said we want to get into this more than we are now.
Mm-hmm. What would somebody with a startup need to do to be able to become and work with you guys?
It would depend on a number of things. Mm-hmm. With the size that Worldwide is on the wholesale brokerage side, mm-hmm. We have an outstanding distribution reach, and we've got fabulous retail agent and broker relationships mm-hmm. that can serve to as a platform on which to build a new program in a way that not many others have to offer. So, you know, we would look at whether our reach in terms of distribution complements whatever that new program might be, mm-hmm. and that would be an important item. But more so, I think that if we were to look at a startup program, it would be driven by one of two things, or best would be a combination of the two. One would be if there is an individual or a team that really has long experience in a given program space, mm-hmm. And that would be critical to our interest in putting together a new program around that. Because when you're trying to do a startup program, the challenge is the lack of data and the lack of production. Mm-hmm. But that can be diminished somewhat, you know, if you're bringing in an individual or team that has some long-term experience in the area, really has a good focus on risk selection and risk pricing and distribution that kind of overcomes the lack of data because of the credibility of the individual or team. Mm-hmm. And then the other side of it is, again, if it's something where we have, on either the brokerage or contract underwriting side, we have a block of business that can easily feed into a possible program opportunity. Now you look at removing that one key deficiency in trying mm-hmm. to build a startup program, which is the lack of production. And so if we get it right, we can look at it and have the type of production that a program needs to have, you know, to be successful and offset the costs of starting a program, which are not insignificant.
Right. So startups are something you are open to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
we've been very pleased in talking with our market partners here at Target Markets and through WSIA that with, you know, a trading partner such as we are and the nature of the relationship we have, they're willing to talk to us about startups.